Hey, coming up in just a few seconds, Laura Kennard from dmbizmixer.com will join me. We'll be talking about business education and networking events happening here in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend on into the month. Go ahead, grab your calendar, and then get out there and learn some stuff. Laura Kennard, coming up next on the Business News Hour. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with the classes from Tarot. You know, 80% of your success is going to be built on the skills that you will learn. They're called soft skills, and nobody out there does it better than Tarot. That's TERO.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
If it's Monday, that means Laura Kennard joins us to talk about stuff going on in the Metro when we talk about business education and business networking. Welcome back. We are sitting, by the way, in our favorite spot here at Grounds for Celebration in Windsor Heights. Got the fireplace over there. Got a lot of people in the place. Kind of fun.
It's February.
It is February.
We are 1 month into the new year.
I know.
We can't say Happy New Year anymore.
Oh, that's right.
We're done.
Done?
Okay, I think good. So.
Although tomorrow, you know what tomorrow is? It's the Lunar New Year.
Oh, the Lunar New Year.
Yes.
Okay.
So we can say
Happy
New
Year again. Happy Lunar New Year. Yes. No, it's hard to believe. We're already into February.
Yeah.
We made it through the polar vortex.
Yes.
And we had a nice warm couple of days, and now we're
back in the deep freeze.
Back into the deep freeze.
All right. I don't know. It's Iowa.
It is Iowa.
All right, what do you got going on? What's going on? What's going on happening?
Well, so I was looking recently, you know, trying to branch out, just see what other things are going on. And there is a lot of new stuff that I was, like, unfamiliar with, like the Urbandale Training Center, where they're having Google Apps 101. So I thought that was interesting.
Google Apps 101. When is that happening?
So that's going to be tomorrow. And it's from
Tuesday.
1 to 2. Yes, Tuesday, 1 to 2. And the Urbandale Training Center, for everyone's FYI, is at 8020 Douglas Avenue in Urbandale, Iowa. So, it says... Oh, you know what? Now I understand more. It's Concepts Real Estate School.
Got it.
Okay. So, basically, that's a class for you to learn about apps that can help you in your real estate business. So, there you have it. Something new. But that was the only thing that really kind of... hit the radar for Tuesday.
Sure.
And of course we have our Wednesday, our regular Wednesday stuff, and that's 1 million cups. However, remember a while back when I was very confused and thought that 1 million cups was going to be on location somewhere else?
Yes.
So they are going to be on location somewhere else.
So you weren't
finally
confused.
I wasn't totally. I was just confused about when
they
were doing this. It's the inaugural 1 Million Cups in Ames.
That's a good move.
Well, and so I don't think that they're, like, planning to do that all the time.
Right.
But what they're doing is supporting a new chapter.
Yes.
February 6th, inaugural 1 Million Cups in Ames. And it's going to be at the maintenance shop, if you're familiar with the ISU campus. The maintenance shop's been around forever. Iowa State University Memorial Union on Lincoln Way. And it's going to be early morning, 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. So this is going to, you know, kind of come and help support.
All right, you Ames people and people in surrounding areas. Mm-hmm. 7:30 in the morning on Wednesday. Million cups.
It's going to be 7:30 for networking, followed by an energizing presentation and Q&A with Magic Tea. So they've got the business that's going to present for this first time. Free parking at the Memorial Union.
Yay.
And Startups Ames is excited to bring 1 million cups to the Ames area.
Nice. Okay.
Just as a trivia thing, I think 1 million cups in Des Moines was like the third one ever. Like, so there's 1 million cups all around the country now, but literally Des Moines chapter was one of the earliest.
You know,
ones.
It's really interesting. If you're on Twitter sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and just put in @ million cups. And you'll see just dozens of million cup locations all over
gosh.
The United
yeah,
States
it's
and
crazy.
World. Yeah.
So we have that going on Wednesday. We're also, that's pretty much it for Wednesday. This week is sort of strange because there's a lot of stuff going on. Some of it's more like not so much business oriented, but stuff that is kind of getting people to know about places around town. So they're having a lot of, open houses, networking.
Yeah.
So what we have coming up on that's kind of completely off the normal radar, they're having a guest speaker. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. Jumping ahead of myself. Also on Wednesday, I did forget this one on the radar. At Gilroy's, they're having a Money 101. And it's Mike Martin. Do you know Mike Martin? So I've met him a few times. He's a money guy. And at Gilroy's Kitchen Pub, they're going to have Money 101. And this event is in the evening on Wednesday. And basically, anyone that's just kind of wanting to talk about finances, personal business, they're having an educational workshop. It's they're going to be hosting it's free with a dinner along with it. So something to look.
Somebody's going to feed you and talk money.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. So that should be a good one. That
Gilroy's is a great place.
At Gilroy's.
By the way.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
It's a great.
It's a really great place.
They've got a fetish for redheads there.
Yes, because that's the whole theme, kind of, right?
Yep.
Okay, so that's the only other thing on the radar for Wednesday. And then I mentioned before that they're having a restaurant series. A couple of times ago I mentioned that there's a restaurant series, and it's kind of a downtown chamber thing. So that's on Thursday, 11:30 to 1. And this time it's going to be at the Republic on Grand. So, again, not that business-oriented, but just getting people to
networks
see what is around.
Networking.
Yep. So.
Have you heard of Phil K. James's deal?
No.
This is kind of interesting. He works with lots of independently owned restaurants.
Yes.
And what he's done is he has a Facebook page out there.
Right.
That talks about what's your favorite place. So these restaurants have all banded together.
Mm-hmm.
And they are giving away $50 gift certificates to these various locally owned restaurants. All you do is you like his Facebook page, and then you mention your favorite restaurant, and then they pick one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's kind of a neat thing. And it's smart, because what they're doing, you know, in the business community, especially in the restaurant industry, January, February, and March tend to be a little slow.
Okay, sure.
And so this is an opportunity to go to some place great.
Yeah, and I know a lot of things that were going on in that group that I thought was interesting is like date night.
Right, this is what it is.
Date night
BSM.
Thing. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So just on that whole restaurant series, it is the Downtown Chamber. Like I said, this week coming up for Thursday is the Republic on Grand. So you can go to the Downtown Chamber and sign up for that. But exactly, they say network and connect over the business of food at this month's restaurant series featuring Republic on Grand. So they're going to do it every month.
Right.
Then.
It's a great place, too, by the way. I don't know. Have you been?
Yes.
Yeah, it is
very, very
nice.
So if anyone belongs to the Fuse DSM,
right,
which is the fusion of several areas in Des Moines, the Fuse Chamber, east, south, north, it's like a fusion, right? Okay. That's why they call it Fuse. They're having their annual award dinner. That's 4:30 to 8 this Thursday.
On Thursday.
Yes. And something that hasn't happened for a while, Brewing Up Business, which is a networking group that started about a year or two ago, they're having their Brewing Up Business at Flick's Brew House. So that'd be kind of a fun networking thing.
In Des Moines, that would be at the Merle Hay Mall.
Merle Hay Mall. And that's also Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30. And it is open for people to come and network. And usually they tie it in with you making a donation to a nonprofit, and they'll talk about that when you get there. So that's their first event of the year, it says, for 2019. And that is going to round out our Thursday of some things to do around the metro for business. And then, we already had our kind of first Friday stuff last Friday, so that kind of rounds out our week. The one thing I wanted to put on everyone's radar that we were just talking about, though, is AMA Iowa Experience, which is on a Friday, we determined.
It is?
And it is the kind of towards the end of February.
It's the 22nd. Friday, the 22nd of
February. How would you describe that experience?
It is, you know, I've gone for several years, mm-hmm. and we'll cover that again for the Business News
Hour. We'll be there. Yeah.
And one of the things I think that people will be amazed at, it's all these marketers and advertising professionals mm-hmm. that gather together, AMA Iowa, of course, American Marketing Association, Iowa chapter, and they talk about best practices. They have a couple of keynote speakers. And they share ideas mm-hmm. amongst themselves. And it's a whole day. I mean, it starts mm-hmm. at like 8 o'clock in the morning and doesn't wrap up until in the late afternoon. I think they have a cocktail hour and all that other kind of fun stuff. But they also do lunch.
Yep.
So it's going to be, let me help. It's going to be at the hotel.
Oh, yeah. I can.
Hilton. Hilton Garden Inn in West Des Moines.
Yeah, we have it as kind of a save the date a little bit, but it is at the...
It is. Hilton Garden Inn, West Des Moines.
You got it.
Yep. There you go.
8:30 to 5:30.
Like a steel trap up here.
I know.
Hey, you know what else is going on?
What's that?
Tonight.
Oh, tonight.
Tonight, yeah. Tonight, Monday night, the fourth day of February, is the off-year caucuses. So individuals in the Republican and individuals in the Democratic Party are all meeting at various locations around the state of Iowa and in Polk County, of course, to take a look at resolutions and elect members to the Central Committee and all those kinds of things.
Oh.
So, yeah, if you're a Republican or a Democrat and you're interested in the caucus process, you can go to your favorite website and check it out.
Perfect. Well, so I think in the new year here, I'm just noticing there's lots of new stuff to do and things that you can get plugged into. People like to, I always say a lot of people like to explain, complain about the problems.
Right.
They don't get involved in the solution. So there's plenty of things for you to, whether it's going out to something like Green Drinks, talking about sustainability, doing something about that if that's a passion, or if it's getting involved in the caucuses.
Whatever it is, you know, I think one of the really magical things about all of Iowa, not just Central Iowa, but all of Iowa, there are so many things to do out there and so many things to get involved with.
That people champion. And
they do. So. Go do it. All right, Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, stuff to do in the Metro when it comes to business networking and education. You want to find out more, you can go to her website. It is called dmbizmixer.com, and we will have links up on the radio blog. And you want your event scheduled, go to Twitter or Facebook or any place and put in hashtag DMBizEvents. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That wraps it up for another day of the broadcast. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the NewsHour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business NewsHour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and done by our good friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. You need some great music, original music, for your project, we can hook you up. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.